Good afternoon, Miles.
We'll begin with the action yesterday, Northwest Premiership, and we'll start with the game that you were at yesterday, Brady and Brigade.
Yeah, a very high-scoring game, that one, Miles. Brady batting first, getting 246 for 7. Young Andrew Austin very disappointed to be run out when he had scored 90. It was his own fault. He knows himself he was the only one to blame for that one. But Brigade, who were in a very bad run-up yesterday, having lost their last four, well, they got off to a great start. Openers David Barr was 74 and Gareth McKeegan was 69. Really sowed the seeds for quite a comprehensive victory by 6 wickets. So Brigade back in winning ways again.
Back in winning ways is right. But high scoring, good to see it.
It was. A lot of the games yesterday actually were over 200 runs scored in most of them. And it's good to see. I think the good weather we had the week before last was that we certainly got the wickets a lot faster now, which makes for a lot of runs being scored.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the top of the page. Drummond against Dunamana.
Yeah, well, Drummond, probably their highest score of the season. In fact, it was yesterday, 192. Their captain, Chris Ware, top scoring was 71. And they had Dunamana in a little bit of trouble early on. But that's the first time over the many years Dunamana always gets somebody to come good. This time it was Andrew Riddles with 54, steers them to a 4-wicket victory.
So your team's still doing quite good?
Still doing well, Miles. Played 5-1-5. Similar to Coleraine, so they're both fighting neck and neck at the top of the table.
OK, we'll come back to that in a moment, but Ardmore playing Eglinton?
Yeah, and Gaelan Lord, two centurions in this one. Ardmore batting first, 262 for 6. Their young professional, Rami Zalam, 150 not out. I believe it was a magnificent innings yesterday. He had 6 sixes and 18 fours, so it was a tremendous bit of batting that. And Eglinton had their own centurion, Stuart Thompson, the Irish international. He scored 108, but they were all out for 233, losing by 29 runs.
233, that really is high scoring, and I suppose a little bit short.
Just a little bit short. He probably didn't have, he could have been dealing with one or two of the other batsmen coming good for him. Young Jamie Miller batted quite well, but apparently the rest of them failed, so they just fell short by 29 runs.
Fox Lodge taking on leaders Coleraine.
Yeah, Fox Lodge, 228 for 5. Of course, they have the semi-final of the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup coming up in 2 weeks' time, so they want to try to get into a decent run of form. And yesterday, their batsmen were definitely on form. Brian Allen, their skipper, got a century 102 and a total of 228 for 5. And they had Coleraine in trouble at 50 for 4, but their professional, Graham Hume, more noted for his bowling, but he certainly proved yesterday he can bat as well. He scored 99 not out, just fell one short of a century. And Gordon Cook gave him great support. He was 80 not out. So the two of them put on a big partnership for the 5th wicket. Coleraine winning by 6 wickets to stay in pole position.
I'm just looking at the table and I see points at the end. I know you said Coleraine and Dunamana, 5 played, 5-1. Points Coleraine 120, Dunamana 115. What's the significance of those points?
Well, it depends on what the margin of your victory means. Now, if you won convincingly, like by 8 wickets or 100 and something runs, you get the full 25 points. If you only won by 4 wickets, you obviously get less points than that, and your opposition gets a couple of points. It's a new system this season that they've brought in, which I think is good, because last year we had a whole lot of problems with playoffs that shouldn't really happen this time with this point system. So it makes interesting reading now. Means teams have got to go to try and obviously win by the biggest margins that they can to get the more points.
And this will be taken into consideration as to who wins at the end of the day if they finish even on the old style points?
Yeah, it will be, but if for some reason they did finish level this time, even with the new point system, then they would go in net run rate again, which they did last year. In other words, the team that scored the most runs over the season would actually won the title, and if all that fails, we'll be down to a playoff. But I don't think there'll be any need for playoffs this year. I think this new system's a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm. Has it been used in other places before?
It has been used before, but this is the first time the Northwest have decided to bring it in. As usual, we're sometimes a wee bit behind everybody else, but it has been brought in before and very successfully.
Well, it should solve the problem of playoffs or no playoffs or not turning up to playoffs or whatever.
That's right. It should certainly solve that this year because of the point system. It's a good thing to be brought on.
We'll have to mention the fact that Ireland have got test status. Tell us more about that.
fantastic. And I was speaking on there yesterday about it. Yeah, so many, many years they've been trying and trying, and probably a lot of people thought it'll never, ever happen. But it finally has happened. A lot of good work put on by a lot of people that I mentioned yesterday, all during the year. Some of them no longer with us, but I'm sure they'll be smiling down from heaven when that news came across on Thursday. It means now we're one of the top 12 countries in the world for cricket, and we're recognised as one of the top 12 now to be playing Test cricket. It'll be a lot of windfall of cash will come in towards Ireland to develop. I see they're talking about trying to build a new stadium at Malahide to improve the facilities, maybe building a whole new cricket centre in Dublin, which is going to cost in the region of between $6 million, between the Malahide ground getting done up completely again and building this new centre of excellence in Dublin. So they reckon they'll get 7 million miles straight away from the International Cricket Council, which will be a big, big boost for cricket everywhere. It's the second highest growing sport in Ireland now, cricket. Maybe not so much up here, which is a little bit unfortunate, but certainly in the Dublin area, the number of girls teams and boys teams are playing, and some clubs have got 5 and 6 teams turning out every weekend. So it's certainly on the up and up, and this is a great news for Irish cricket.
It sure is, and we could have more big upsets at World Cups and so on from the Irish team.
Well, that's right, and it's obviously been playing Test cricket, which will be a 5-day occasion when it does happen. They'll probably not be playing the likes of the West Indies or Pakistan, certainly not on a regular basis for a few years, but the likes of Zimbabwe and Afghanistan, who are in the top 12, they'll be able to play them, and any of the touring sides may just come to England. Albeit West, South Africa, any of the big sides. Well, Ireland are in a position now to offer them a test match in Ireland. So they're at that stage now where the other nations can turn around and say, well, they are a top 12 nation. Why not go and play them a test match? So it opens up a lot of doors.
And one of the things that I think Ireland had to do was to get an interprovincial competition going. North West Warriors doing quite well in it this year.
They are doing quite well. They had a good victory in Friday night at Eglinton against Munster, although albeit Munster will be the weakest in the side, but still you still have to beat them. They're doing quite well. A couple of draws, one in particular against the Northern Lights, which they would have won all by because of the rain, beat them in that one. But they drew with Leinster Lightning down in Dublin, and that was a tremendous performance because they are the strongest outfit. And with Ed Joyce back now from Middlesex, having retired from county cricket, he got 146 in that game. I mean, they're so, so solid. So it was a good performance for the Warriors. They're doing quite well this year, albeit, as I say, Leinster are probably going to win it as usual. But if the North West can even finish second, it'll be a very, very good effort.
Okay, Eamon, any action today?
No action today, Miles, but if I just go through quickly the results in the Championship yesterday.
Yeah.
Strabane beat Killiecluny. Killiecluny were top of the league there yesterday. New Buildings beat Burndelet, and Ballyspallan beat Glendermot. St. Johnson's game was postponed yesterday with Bonds Glen. But next Saturday, it's a full league programme, mate, and a real mouth-watering game of one of the four next Saturday. It's the clash of the big two, Coleraine entertaining Dunamana. What a game that should be.
And is that where you will be next Saturday?
I would expect to be there, mate. I couldn't miss that one. That is a big one.